Right then, Jacob, I'd like to just give you lots of love for spending some of your time to answer my questions.
It's okay. It's a pleasure to be here.
Of course it is. Anyway, are you alright? You're not feeling ill or anything? Ah, I can't speak today, seriously.
It's okay, you and me both, mate, you know.
So yeah, you alright? You're not feeling ill?
No. Why do you ask that?
Just wondering, you know.
Yeah, just take him, what have you been putting in my food?
You really don't want to know. I'm gonna move on.
Okay.
So that means you've got no escape. You know, I don't...
I don't know. I might be able to schedule my computer to blow up or something to get away. I don't know.
That won't work. I rigged it to self-destruct just after we finish this interview. Alright then, I'll begin with a simple one. When did you join the Academy?
I joined at the beginning of August in 2003, if my memory serves me correct.
Whoa. That's actually quite far back.
Hey. No old jokes, please.
Okay, Doc, I'll shush. How did you find it?
How do you mean? The Academy?
Yeah.
This is a bit of a story. Okay, originally my brother actually got Jedi Knight 2, and I stole it off him, and installed it on our home network. And, every now and again, me and my friends and him and his friends would sort of team up and have a big sort of battle. And it was just one giant noob fest, really. And eventually I got a bit bored of it. So I hit Google, as any good computer sort person would, and I eventually, I think, stumbled on the original holocron for Jedi Knight 2. Actually, I might have it somewhere. Anyway, I'm sure that there's a link on there, or where I got it, there was a link, and it brought me through to the Academy site where I signed up. And I sort of signed up from there, and now, I don't think I joined as soon as I signed up. I kind of signed up and forgot about the place for a few weeks. And then after I got my ass whooped a couple of weeks on the row, I decided to find the place again. And, well, here I am.
Oh, dear. So, well, at least you found it again, you know.
Unfortunate for some, I guess.
So, like, what was it like when you first saw, well, the hologram or whatever it was you first saw? Did it actually seem to sort of stand out from every other place you'd seen?
Yeah, the holocron, I thought it was a great help. I mean, I didn't know what a combo was or a stance or... I mean, I couldn't tell swings from swings. I was absolutely pathetic at the game, to be honest.
What's new? I heard a while back you weren't exactly the nicest role model in existence. Is that right?
Hey, where have you been digging this stuff up from?
You told me.
Damn, I've got to keep my mouth shut. yeah, that's true. I had a pretty bad start, if you dig deep enough into my profile. I guess my main fault, I suppose, was being too young and eager at the time, and being at the wrong place in the wrong time. I spammed every single Jedi Master, every Jedi Trainer, every Jedi Knight, and anyone who could pretty much pick up a lightsaber, and said how grateful I would be to be their Padawan. And I suppose I can only laugh looking back at it now. I almost got banned, which is a far cry from where I'm at now, I suppose.
Well, yeah. I don't think they would let you get banned at the moment.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure Virtue's out to get me.
You know Virtue loves you.
Yeah, right.
So, what was your name again back then? Obviously, you've changed it by now.
My name was Venom back then.
I think the one you got now is much better. How did you get the one you've got now?
I had a long conversation with Jaina, who'd just become a friend of mine, and we decided that the name didn't really suit my personality. Not quite, anyway. So we went out to find a name that did suit me. And I don't know, I wanted something that nobody else would have. I was looking down the name list, I'd see two or three of one name and two or three of another. I didn't really want to get mixed up with anybody else. I wanted something that was individual and someone I hadn't thought of before. So, again, I hate Google. God, he's been a good friend of mine. and I stumbled across, it was a Star Wars database, I think it was a fan-created one, and it had all sorts of words in it, and I stumbled across the word J, which was J-A-I, and it was some alien name, some Star Wars alien name for Jedi. I thought, oh, I like that. But it wasn't enough on its own. Again, it was something that somebody else could stumble across. So I dug deeper, and I went into a Latin to English translator, or vice versa, and I looked for all sorts of words, and eventually I found the word for peace, which off the top of my head I think it was Pacifica. I don't know how you pronounce it, but I took the the CO, so my name was, yeah, the CO, the sound from Pacifico, and I stuck that together and my name, and the C didn't look quite right, so I replaced it with a K and J Co, and that's how it came to be.
You know, you were just trying to copy off Jane and just put a co on the end of it.
Well, you know, looking back, it does look like that, but if you look at the conversation Jane and I had, we had a rather good laugh at that.
Yeah, I can imagine. So, I take it that's where Jane comes in. You know, when did you join the Decana and all that?
When did I join? I remember this date, just a second. It was, I think it was November the 10th, 2003, I think.
Why do you know, like, the exact...
I'm not sure.
How do you know the exact date of everything?
Because I knew that one day someone like you would show up and ask me such a question, and I'm awful with dates, so I have to remember these things.
Ah, premonitions. how did Jenna spot you and pick you up?
Magic, I guess. I don't know. well, with the whole issue of when I joined the Academy and spammed everyone's profiles, while everyone was screaming abuse at me and calling me every name under the sun, Jane had sort of took me under her wing and just really told me how things should be done at the Academy, and I felt like a right idiot. But I was pretty undeterred, even still, to from becoming a good Sabre user. I was really determined, you see, and I wanted a lot of training. But I was obviously a little more hesitant to ask people for training, so I took it upon myself to train. Now, Jane had took a lot of time to duel me and to give me advice on my dueling. So, I don't know, after a while we became pretty good friends, and we used to, I don't know, talk for hours and hours on MSN about all sorts of weird rubbish, almost as bad as the stuff we talk about, Mick, and I'm not even going to mention that. I don't know, one night she just mentioned that she was wanting to take a Padawan, and I remember, I don't know, I had an adrenaline rush, and I was just, I didn't want to ask, but at the same time, I really did want to ask. And Looking for me, she offered the position of Padawan to me, and I think I woke up about 10, 20 minutes later, I'd collapsed or something, I don't know, and I was at the counter, and...
Well, that's actually quite cool. What was Jenna actually like, in all honesty, like, considering she was pretty quiet in my memory and never spoke much? Well, unless it was like Jekyll Sucks or something.
I think she was just avoiding you, mate, to be honest.
Oh.
No. Truthfully, Jaina is second to none. She is one of the most honest and I'm trying to think of the right word here.
Maybe there isn't one.
Insightful people that you've ever met. If she's nothing to say to you, then she won't make small talk to you. She's not as... I don't know.
I get what you mean.
I don't know, she's one of the unique people that when she has something to say, it carries a lot of meaning with it, so she can say very little and mean a lot. I suppose I'm quite famous for my smiley face. When I talk, I just smile. And I pretty much picked that up from Jaina, to be honest. You can say so much in such a small amount, and I think that's more important than saying a lot with meaning very little.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Do you think you're as active as you were back when you first joined?
No, unfortunately not. I can't really claim that. Recently, as you know, I've not been able to play for a long period of time. It's really due to university and my connection at university not allowing me to play the game, and as well I've had an increasing workload. But that's going to change very soon, hopefully. I've had a new internet connection at university installed, so that's ready for when I go back. And my timetable changes as of next week, so I have a lot more spare time. I'm guessing about 3 or 4 extra hours a week, so we'll see how that comes about.
Well, that sounds quite fun. Does that actually mean I'll be able to see you on the surface now?
No, I'll still be hiding from you, don't worry.
Oh, okay. So you said you were at uni, what's that like?
University, I'd say it is the single best experience of my life. It's absolutely amazing. I don't think I give it up for anything. It's a lot of work, but it's work hard, play hard, as always.
Yeah, I heard Lancaster's got some pretty cool policies. I take it you get distracted a lot from Jay nowadays, what with uni and all that irritating real life stuff.
I don't know, I don't get distracted as you might think. I do a lot of stuff behind the scenes. A lot of the jobs I have nowadays are with the knights and with the trainers. Which, they're cool, they're a lot of cool guys, obviously, but, you know, I like to spend a lot of time with the students. And so, yeah, I really would like to spend a lot more time with the students.
Yeah, well, speaking of it, when did you become a knight?
When did I become a knight? That has been March 8th, 2004, I think. Wow, that's a long time ago.
That's about a month before I joined.
Yeah, wow.
I didn't think I'd been here that long. Anyway, you know, I get the feeling you had quite a lot of help from Jaina in preparing for that. Are the trials harder now than they used to be?
Actually, Jaina's training never really focused on becoming a knight. That was something I had to do on my own. And actually, to my frustration, Jaina wasn't a ranked member at the time, so I wasn't allowed to tell her anything about me being up for the Jedi Knight trials. Although Jaina's training helped me a heck of a lot, it couldn't be focused on the trials because she didn't know about it at the time. And the trials, are they harder? I have to say no. My trial was incredibly hard. I was violently shaking and pretty much on the verge of tears the whole time. I will say the new trials are much more flexible and they test the trialee's best and worst skills to the max, really. The new trials are different, but I wouldn't say harder.
Oh, well, you know, at least, you know.
I do. That's exactly what you're thinking, and I know.
Of course you do. What were your main duties when you were just a knight?
Well, when I was a knight, like, the basic duties are things like training a Padawan, patrolling the game servers, maintaining peace on the site and on IRC. One major important job of the Jedi Knights, which a lot of people miss out, is it's a vital link between the Knights and the trainers. Trainers have a lot more admin roles behind the scenes, and the Knights are a great link to sort of keep the trainers informed of what's going on. the knights there to recommend potentially new knights, assisting the trainers' duties and the classes. And when I became a knight, originally, we even had the opportunity to teach classes of our own, although that's slightly different these days.
Oh, I take it they're just like spreading out the duties between the different ranks. You know when you finally decided that you would be an instructor rather than... Because you said something about the Jedi Knight rank just being cool and you didn't want to go too far into it. But when you actually became an instructor, what was it like?
Yeah, the Jedi Knight role was cool. I really enjoyed being a Jedi Knight, and at the time I didn't really want to become a trainer because, well, as before, the Jedi Knight's job is much more related with the students, and I love the whole, that whole aspect of it. Becoming a Jedi trainer was a very daunting step for me, I guess, and for a long time I didn't really find my place. I didn't quite know what to do. I taught classes, but other than that, I just did a Jedi Knight's job. I suppose that wasn't entirely my fault. With the old system, the role of a Jedi Knight and the Jedi Trainer kind of overlapped a lot, and that's what's different with the new system, I suppose, but it took me a while to get used to being an instructor.
Yeah.
But once I found my place, I loved it. Teach classes. At the time, I had 6 classes up, and I loved teaching every single one of them. And I'm hoping to go back to that sometime soon. So, watch this space.
Oh, I will do. Look forward to it. I hear you're doing something holocron related.
Ah, yes. You little digger upper you. currently, Hardwired and myself have taken the what seems almost impossible task of updating the holocron and making our own version. The current holocron's great, don't get me wrong, but it was written quite a while ago and it is a little outdated, and we feel that we have something to contribute to it. So there's still a while to go before that's finished, but it's looking good at the moment. I'm currently writing the Saber section, and I've just polished off my 53rd page, I think it is. I think it's going to be some sort of huge manual when we're finished. I don't know. We'll see where it ends up.
53rd? You know, some of us are going to read all this.
Yeah, and that's just the basics, so wait for the intermediate and advanced sections to come through. Wow, it's going to be huge.
Oh dear. Nice big Uber tangent. PS2 or Xbox?
No, that's easy. Xbox. It's gotta be.
Yay! Will you be getting the next-gen consoles?
If the bank will give me the loan, then yes.
Alright, then back on track. have you got any surprises in store for us, or is that still a surprise?
Surprise! What, like that?
I suppose that'll do. like anything the Academy's doing at the moment that we should keep an eye out for?
The Jedi Knights are hosting a whole load of events within the next few months, and I'm involved in helping the guys out, but really they're doing it for themselves, or they're doing it by themselves, rather. They're putting a lot of time and a lot of effort in, and I'd recommend going for those, because there's lots of prizes that are going to be up for grabs. We're organising lots of prizes for the winners for those events, so yeah, that should be kind of cool.
Oh, well, didn't see that coming. Have you got any... similar question to what I asked Elrod. Where do you think the Academy's heading?
Into the future. a lot of people have speculated to me and to a lot of other people that generally people are getting bored with the games, with Jedi Knight 2 and Jedi Knight 3, and that people are leaving. But I don't know, I've taken a step back, and from what I see, the actual activity of the JA hasn't decreased a lot over the last 12 months. I mean, we get just as many new members joining as old members leaving. Besides, I mean, even if every single last person in the JA quits, I'm still going to be stood here by my desk with a little JA flag, so it's going to be here forever, if you ask me, and that's final.
Yeah, I think a lot of us will be stood there by your side as well. Or at least digitally.
Okay, I hope so.
Have you got any...
kind of scary, you know, just you guys popping up by the side of my desk, like, hi Jay, like, oh, Jesus Christ, get out of my room.
I already am in your room. Anyway, have you got any quick JK3 tips for us?
Yeah. A bit of advice Virtue gave me a long time ago. Kiss. Keep it simple, stupid. Basically, combos and fancy movement might work for a while, but at the end of the day, it's a firm understanding of the basics, that really makes people stand out.
I get what you mean. Can I imagine that being a really great class? Seriously, it's a good tip. So, which is your favourite JK game?
Oh, Jedi Knight 3, obviously. I'm a JK3 kid myself.
I like both of them equally. Did you ever play JK2, or were you not around during that period?
Oh, no, when I joined, Jedi Knight 2 was sort of in full swing. I just wasn't. I was very bad at it. I was playing on a 56k modem back then, so everything seemed a lot more jittery and slow.
Yeah. Which is your favourite Jedi Knight game? I just asked that, haven't I?
Yeah, but you can ask it again. It's Jedi Knight 3.
Oh, okay. So whereabouts do you live?
Whoa, you know, normally people take me out for a meal first, Sunshine.
Okay, how about the,
No, during my turn time, I live up in Lancaster, in the north of England. But right now, in the holidays, I live in a small town called Chorley, which is only 60 miles down south from Lancaster, really. It's a nice little quiet town. Not much goes on here. Occasionally, you know, people come and visit. But other than that...
Not a lot of miles from my house either, is it? So, might I ask how old you be?
You may. I'm 19, and I'll be 20 on April the 1st, April Fool's Day.
Ooh.
I know.
Do you still work at Tesco?
Yes, I do, unfortunately. Hopefully not for long, but yep, I'm still pushing my trolleys.
What's your favourite music / band / song?
Music, band and song. My favourite music has got to be the entire score from Phantom of the Opera. I absolutely adore that show. It's fabulous. Favourite band? I think that'd be something like the Kaiser Chiefs or something like that, you know, or The
Good
Girl
call.
Or something like that. Yeah, and my favourite song, would be Superman by Fire for Fighting. It's a great little song. I really like that.
Cool. So I know we've got some kind of like new profile on you. Can we have pauses of you doing a manly pause?
Sure. Why not?
Go on.
I suppose I could send a couple to the calendar team, if you like.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you should do that.
Okay.
You do a lot of acting, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Not as much as I used to, unfortunately, because of limitations on my spare time and stuff. But yeah, I love acting. It's great.
And I also hear that you like stage fighting as well.
Yeah, you could say that's a little hobby of mine.
So, what's that like?
Oh, it's great. It's absolutely hilarious if you can get it right, and it hurts if you get it wrong. There's actually some great clips on the Decana website at the moment of Virtuoso. We had a little bash at choreographing a couple scenes when I went down last Easter. The clips only show about the first 50 minutes of us practicing, so that's pretty big stuff, but the stuff we did after about 15 hours of practicing, that's just amazing. I'm just waiting on Virtue to share the CD on that one. Maybe you guys will get to see it, maybe not, I don't know. See what I feel like.
So basically you're like an uber Star Wars fanatic who likes to beat people up with sticks for fun, namely Virtue.
I see where this is going, yeah.
Yeah, I do actually know all about that little trip to Vert's house. How did that go?
Well, my therapist does say it's healthy to talk about it, so, to be honest, I had an absolute ball. We spent most of the 3 days there in laughter, rolling around the floor. It was crazy. I guess we're pretty like-minded guys, really. We got along really great, for the most part, of the weekend. We got out the katana and choreographed those little scenes, as I said, but, yeah, I've still got to pay him back for hitting me on the finger. That really did hurt.
So what's he like in person?
Oh, he's an absolute fab guy, quality guy. He's got a heart of gold, and damn, he can make good eggs.
Well, that's a good description. I really don't want to I really don't want to distract you from your whatever it is you're doing, so I'm going to finish this up. What's it like having a Padawan?
What? I have a Padawan? Where? it's a unique experience, and it's one that I've never regretted. It's fabulous. Wonderful. Marvellous. Super.
Have you got any... Okay. Have you got any advice for those students out there seeking a master?
Whoa, listen, don't interrupt me, Mr. Interviewer, man. I'm still talking.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, you can carry on now.
Okay. Have you got any advice for those students out there seeking a master?
Yeah, don't spam everyone's profiles like I did. you might get in trouble.
Yeah, that works. how's Cheshire Cat coming along? I think he's changed his name though, hasn't it? Anakin Solo or something? I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's his name at the moment. Well, Anakin is a great study. He's a really quick study, and he's coming along nicely. But as I'm sure you know, I don't really like to rush people's training or put on any pressure. I'm sure he'll reach his full potential and be a be as good as everyone expects him to be.
Oh, cool. So, I've also not heard much from Illy recently, but I'm not really very observant, am I? How is he?
Illian, last I spoke to Illian, he was about to head over to Israel and do a little bit of aid work over there. He didn't have much time to explain about it, but I think he's over there for a few months, and, I mean, he's a great guy, and I hope he's having a great experience over there, really.
That's cool. Well, that's it for now. I'll probably have another interview with you sometime, only next time I won't lose my question list.
Yeah, that might help, yeah.
Well, thanks for that. It's really been great knowing you. You're one of the greatest people I've ever known, and I'm sure there are lots of people who look up to you.
Wow, thank you very much. It's been an absolute pleasure, thank you.
Oh, and by the way, one last question. When are you coming to McDonald's with me again?
Member left.